San Jose, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast. And here's the host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life, the podcast about business, investing, and living a frugal life. So I actually recorded an episode already for this week, but I decided that it's not actually time to release that episode, so I will release it next week, and so instead I am here on a Sunday recording for tomorrow's episode. So I'm a little behind schedule. But I got a question on Instagram that I wanted to talk about really quick. It's from the Frugal Health Mom. And her question is, how in the world do you begin investing? And so I've done a few episodes on this already, talking about Robinhood, talking about Roth IRAs, etc. But really, I think the best way is to just get started. And personally, I would check out a service like Robinhood, get a free stock, and just start trading on Robinhood, look into some low-cost index funds, but really just anything. Just get on the platform and get trading. And then later, after you have just a tiny bit of exposure to stock, I would start looking into the Roth IRA, because that is probably the best investment vehicle for you at this time. Depending on where you are in life, listen to my episode on Roth IRAs, though, for more explanation. But really, the key to getting started is to just get started. And now we will jump to another segment. Okay, and welcome back. So there's a lot of small things I want to cover today, just a bunch of random details. One is I have a huge announcement on my YouTube channel. Why don't you check it out? It's another boring vlog. I'll give a link in the show notes so you can check out my channel, subscribe. For a while, it was one of my sources of income, but it was really small, and maybe it will be again in the future. We'll see about that, but you really should check out this video. It is phenomenal. Not to toot my own horn, but check it out. All right, and now I want to go through just a few quick stories. So one story is I've been messaging people on Instagram, trying to get engagement, trying to get questions for the show. And I followed this one account. Let me click real fast on this account because it's a little ridiculous what happened. So this account called The Successly followed me, and I sent them a message saying, oh, thanks for the follow. Are you interested in becoming financially independent? I'm a CPA. I can help answer your questions. I'd love to feature them on the podcast, and that sort of deal. And then their response was, follow me back or I will unfollow. And I was already following them when they sent that message, so it was kind of weird. And kind of like awkward, like what? I mean, do you strong arm everyone into following you? I mean, what's the deal with that? I don't know. Kind of weird. And I had one other kind of interesting interaction by a guy called underscore Mr. Market. He has a picture of Warren Buffett. I sent him a link to the podcast. He says, okay, but make sure you sign for Robinhood through the link in my bio. You'll get a free stock just for signing up. And then I like kind of explained to him, oh, I mean, yeah, I already have a Robinhood account, and I even do an episode covering Robinhood where I share my link. And then after that, he says, would you mind sharing my link? And of course, I've listened to this video by Grant Cardone recently about selling, and he says, no matter what somebody says, agree with them. So if you're trying to sell something to somebody, no matter what they ask for, agree with them. And so I thought long and hard, how can I agree to this guy? Because I'm already sharing my own link on this video. I mean, podcast. So how could I share his? And so I have told him, yes, I will share the link. And I probably will do it on Twitter. So look for that later, I guess. So I've also run into some other interesting stories on Instagram. I run into some interesting people. Maybe I'll share some more stories about Instagram later. In the meantime, I've kind of exhausted all of the people to talk to on Instagram. I mean, at least all of my followers. So I may try to do some exploration on Twitter and some other platforms. So we'll see how that goes. All right, and I'm keeping this episode a little short because, like I said, I'm recording it the day before. I have a more polished episode next week all about WeWork, and there's a huge announcement in that episode too, so be sure to listen to that next week. In the meantime, there's one more thing I wanted to do with you today, and that is the contest for leaving reviews is still going on. I have one review so far on Apple Podcasts. Let me read it for you now. So it's by Frug85446. And they say, "Great podcast. I laughed. I cried. I started a retirement account. Would listen to again. Thank you for the review." Make sure to leave your review and you'll be automatically entered to win a $25 Amazon gift card. The gift card will be sent out once I have 500 reviews. 50. I meant to say 50. This is editing, Ricky. I don't know why I said 500. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and stay frugal.